We are six lines down from the top on Nun Zayin Umar Aleph with another story. Hahu Uvda Dehava Bibiram. There was a story with that took place in the town of Biram. Dehahu Ovid Kochavim Dehava Kasalik Bidikla Va'aisi Lulave. And he was going up the palm tree to take down a palm, to take down a lulav. Bahari Dekanachis, as he was coming down, Naga Birosha Diluliva Bechamra. As he was coming down, the tip of the lulav touched wine, which rendered the wine Yayinesach. However, when he touched it, it was Shiloh Bekavana. He didn't intend to touch it with a lulav, but he touched it. So the question is, Maga Shiloh Bekavana, does that render the Chamra Yayinesach or not? So Rav was there, and the Gemara says, Sharya Rav Lizavune Laovit Kochavim. Rav permitted the owner of the wine to sell it to idolaters, which implies, number one, that unintentional touching of wine by an Ovid Kochavim makes it prohibited for consumption for Jews, and therefore you can't sell it to another Jew for fear that he may end up consuming it. So the only thing that was permitted was permission to sell it to an idolater. So the Gemara says, Amrule Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi l'Rav, but Rav Kahana and Rav Asi turned to Rav and said, well, hold on a second, Rav, how can you say this? V'amarhu d'amar tinok ben yomo hu osa yayinesach. You have a halachic ruling that even a one-year-old baby who's not a Jewish, who's an Ovid Kochavim, or who's a product of a family of idolaters, he can make yayinesach. Clearly, a one-year-old does not have intent to make wine yayinesach by touching it. Nevertheless, touching it as an infant, as a one-year-old, a one-day-old, renders the wine yayinesach. So if you rule that to be the case, how can you now tell us that if the idolater touched the wine with the lulav, that it's not going to be Yayin Nesach, and you can get Hana from it because you can sell it to an idolater? So Rav says as follows. Rav reconciles the contradiction and says, Amr Lahu, Amor de Amri Ana Bishasiya. When I said that ruling, that at a one-day-old baby can render the wine Yayin Nesach, that's only with regards to drinking the wine. But Behana Mi Amri, did I say anything with regards to deriving benefit from it? No. Even if a one-day-old touches the wine, it becomes Yayin Nesach to the extent that you can drink it, but to get benefit from it would be permissible. So just like over there, in that case of the one-day-old, you can get benefit from it, so too in our case, when the wine was touched with a lulav by the idolater, though you can't drink it, you can get benefit from it, and that's why he sold it to an idolater. Now, there's one major problem here, which is that the two cases are not really analogous. One case is when a baby touches the wine with his hand. The other case is when the person is touching it with a lulav. So perhaps we can say that the case when the baby touches it with his hands, there's reason to be a little more strict. But when you touch it with the lulav, it's not even you that's touching it. It's something else that's attached to your body, which is touching the lulav. So it just seems strange to compare the two. In other words, everything seems strange because Rav Kahana and Rav Asi challenge Rav with the question about the touching the lulav with the case of the baby. Nothing doesn't seem to work so well. So Tosfos, based on Rabbeinu Hananel's interpretation, says, has a different girsa in the Gemara, and says what happened was that when the idolater was going down the tree with his lulav, he happened to touch the wine with his hand. And that's what makes the story more analogous. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi compares the two cases. So the question then becomes, Maga ovid kochavim al yidei davar acher, touching an item that's attached to an idolater that touches wine, to Maga al yidei davar acher, is that called a Maga ovid kochavim? Is that considered an extension of the Ovid Kochavim's hand? Or is it not? According to Rashi, it is. That's an extension of the Ovid Kochavim's hand. And it's Aser B'Shesia, maybe not Aser B'Hana. But according to Tosvos and Rabbeinu Hananel, that touching it with the Lulav or Al-Yidei Davar Acher is not considered Maga Ovid Kochavim. And therefore, not only would it be Mutter for Hana, it would also be Mutter for Shesia. This machlokas about touching wine, maga ovid kachavim shelo b'kavana, touching wine owned by an idolater, touching the wine of a Jew shelo b'kavana, is the machlokas is based on the Gemara, the Mishnah on Samach Amid Beis, where there's machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says that maga shelo b'kavana, and we also saw this earlier in the previous class on the top of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, that Rav Shimon maintains that any unintentional touching of wine owned by a Jew that was done by an Ovid Kochavim is not going to be Aser B'Hana, and it's even going to be Mutter to drink. Because the whole prohibition of Yayin Nesach is this concern of Chasnus, but here it's owned by a Jew, number one. And second of all, he touched it by accident, so it can't lead to any sort of closeness. There wasn't any intention happening here. But at the same, that's Rav's opinion, and that's Rav Shimon's opinion, and therefore it's mutter to drink. But the Chachamim's opinion is that while you can't drink it, nevertheless, you can derive benefit from it, and that seems to be the approach that we follow.